This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. And you know, you can listen to The Takeaway anytime by subscribing to our podcast. You can find that on our website, thetakeaway.org, or on iTunes. The Young Woman and the Sea.
We're fishermen.
Sarah Palin of Alaska gives up the ship of her state to sail uncharted waters as a private citizen.
We're fishermen. We know that only dead fish go with the flow.
No going with the flow for Governor Palin, but the GOP's perfect storm does have some explaining to do.
We just got to put first things first. And first things first, as governor, I love my job and I love Alaska. And it hurts to make this choice, but I'm doing what's best for Alaska, and I have explained why. Though I think of the saying on my parents' refrigerator, a little magnet that says, don't explain, your friends don't need it, and your enemies won't believe you anyway.
With Alaska at her back and that little refrigerator magnet in front of her, Sarah Palin goes off in search of enemies and friends, rough weather or disappearing over the horizon ahead. The forecast on The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI.
Good morning, everyone. It's Monday, July 6th. I'm John Hockenberry. Sarah Palin claims she can see Russia. Well, we know President Obama can. He's in Russia at this hour to begin some delicate diplomacy in the U.S.-Russian relationship. Former U.N. Ambassador John Bolton is with us to talk about soft power and Cold War nukes. Also, the agenda for the week with the Marcuses and weddings on the cheap for people who would prefer not to be bankrupt at the altar. Those stories coming up, but first, these headlines. In the headlines, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin has been pretty quiet since the resignation announcement Friday, but she said in a Twitter update yesterday that she's looking forward to joining her family on a fishing trip. Joining us now to talk about the Palin resignation and all things Alaska is Libby Casey, reporter for Alaska Public Radio Network. Libby, good morning.
Good morning.
Are people in Alaska really buying this I'm just a fisherman kind of thing from the now resigning governor?
I think Alaskans are by and large confused about what's happened. There was a lot of speculation she wouldn't run again, but to resign in the middle of her term has taken everyone by surprise. And the best way we're finding out information right now is from her Twitter feed.
And she wants to spend more time with her fish.
Right. Her husband's a commercial fisherman in Bristol Bay, Alaska, and so she was tweeting that she's going to go hang out with them for a day, work out there, go to Western Alaska, and that's actually how we found out where she is.
Well, Libby, we're going to try to get behind some of this confusion in just a moment. Stay with us. In other headlines, President Obama is in Moscow this morning for the first Russian-U.S. summit in 7 years. Today's agenda includes talks on nuclear arms reduction. A federal bankruptcy judge has ruled that General Motors can sell the bulk of its assets to a new government-backed company. It's a crucial step in the restructuring. In international news, ousted Honduran President Manuel Zelaya is in El Salvador after the interim government prevented him from returning. Authorities blocked the runway where his plane was set to land. Violence in northwest China has left 140 people dead and hundreds more injured, according to Chinese state media. The victims are mainly from the minority Uyghur population. A correspondent from our partner, the BBC, says that if these numbers are true, they represent the deadliest suppression of protests in China since Tiananmen Square 20 years ago. Most Asian markets took a hit today. Key indices in Japan, Hong Kong, and India all down. The markets begin on a flat note this morning. Sarah Palin is out. No one seems to know exactly why, but she may be on the hunt for the next big thing. We're looking for ideas on what she should do next. Let's rule out fishing for a moment. Should she run for president like it's rumored? Host a talk show? Is there a big reality media deal in the works for Sarah Palin? Call us 877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake at thetakeaway.org.
The Takeaway is made possible by Liberty Mutual's Responsibility Project, encouraging discussion about what it means to do the right thing. ResponsibilityProject.com.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the Star Foundation, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information about the Foundation's digital initiatives at knightfoundation.org.
You're listening to The Takeaway.
Sarah, Sarah, whatever made you want to change your mind? So hard to define.
Sarah Palin's decision on Friday, as people were starting their 4th of July weekend, to resign as governor of Alaska produced almost instant reaction within Alaska, and it was something that carried through all weekend long. Here's Sarah Lewis, a resident from the capital, Juneau, in an interview with the Associated Press.
Shock was a big reaction, but then pretty quickly after it, it made some sense to me because she hasn't really seemed to have been focused on our state for a little while in terms of the things we need and what the people are interested in. And then quickly after that, it just kind of dawned on me that really it's been one drama after another.
Indeed, and this is the latest. Joining us to talk about it is Libby Casey, reporter for Alaska Public Radio Network in Washington, D.C. Libby, of course, speaking to us there at the top of the hour. Also, Steve Heimel, reporter for Alaska Public Radio Network in Anchorage. Steve, what are Alaskans saying, first of all, about their reaction to the decision by Governor Palin?
Well, they're they're loving to talk about it. I'm quite shocked, and there's more anger than I expected. Just the ordinary people that I've run into are seem to be kind of upset and calling her a quitter. I'm really surprised.
So anger, not so much anger because she seems to be trying to pull a fast one, or that she's just leaving them in the lurch.
It's kind of, yeah. How dare she?
Right. All right, so Libby Casey and Steve, if you could, together, let's sort out what the reports are saying at this point, what the real reason is for this. I mean, we heard all weekend long about a possible run for the presidency, other political ambitions. Libby, first of all, what do we know up to this point?
Well, all we can do is go to her speech that she referenced being able to make a difference for Alaska from outside the governorship. Now, how that really goes together, we do not know. It certainly seems that she would be able to make the most difference as governor, but she also talked about, quote-unquote, attacks on her family and wanting to step out of the spotlight and then wanting to work on the national level. What does that mean? We don't know. There are lots of theories out there. I'm curious to hear what Steve's been hearing about people's theories from Anchorage, but down here in Washington, of course, there's the question of, will she run for president? Will she come down to the lower 48 and become a type of kingmaker, go around and work the conservative base that loves her so much, where she has that rock star status? She has a book she's going to be working on. What is next for Sarah Palin? We do not know.
Steve?
This consternation here. If you take her words at face value, she said, "It is best to make a difference this summer, and I am willing to change things so that this administration, with its road to an incredible future, can continue without interruption." Now, some of that speech that she made was written out ahead of time, and other parts she improvised into it. If you try and recompress the speech, I think she's trying to say that there has been so much media attention on her that she can afford to leave being governor. I know this is bizarre, but that she can afford to leave being governor, pursue the things she really cares about, and let the state go on a smoother course under the lieutenant governor, Sean Parnell, that she was not going to run for another term, and if she wasn't going to run for another term, why have all this noise and disruption and sturm and drang and so forth in between now and 2012.
Although if you let those words just kind of settle for a moment and think about them for a second and listen to this from that resignation speech, Steve and Libby, it does seem like she's trying to get out from under something that maybe is going to blow up this summer. Listen.
I've been accused of all sorts of frivolous ethics violations, such as holding a fish in a photograph or wearing a jacket with a logo on it and answering reporters' questions.
I mean, is she implicitly saying there the frivolous accusations are over and maybe something bigger is coming down the pike?
I don't think so. And the FBI strangely issued a denial saying, no, we are not investigating Sarah Palin over the weekend.
So let's listen to one other remark that she made, and this was her describing her situation of running for president. I couldn't tell if it was a positive experience for her or a negative experience for her. Listen to this.
You don't hear much about the good stuff in the press anymore, though, do you? Some say things changed for me on August 29th last year, the day that John McCain tapped me to be his running mate, and it was an honor to stand beside a true American hero. I say others changed, and let me speak to that for a minute. Political operatives descended on Alaska last August, digging for dirt. The ethics law that I championed became their weapon of choice over the past 9 months.
I'm assuming some of those political operatists that she's talking about, Libby, are from Washington.
Well, yes, I mean, that is what it sounds like the governor is implying. There have been a lot of ethics complaints against her, and they've been taken apart one by one, and none of them has really stuck. The one thing that she has had to do is pay back travel for her children. Her children took trips with her in the capacity of governor, and so she's had to pay that money back. But otherwise, the ethics complaints haven't really stuck, and she's had to spend a lot of time and money defending herself. And
then,
I guess the question
the question is, why wasn't this speech I won. I beat him. Look at every charge. Frivolous.
Right. Well, I think we have to remember who she is, though, and how she has in the past, what her pattern has been. And she does seem to take these attacks personally. And it seems like the governor does not necessarily separate the personal from the professional. And perhaps that's just because it doesn't feel like they can be separated because they're coming at her from all angles. But there is this, Steve brought up this interesting point that the FBI has said, and they don't usually say things like this, we are not investigating Governor Palin. And that's because there was so much chatter on the blogosphere over the weekend about, you know, what's really going on here. And until things kind of progress, we will not know what really is going on.
John, the timing is totally weird on this.
Yeah.
Nobody can figure out why it was timed the way it was. I mean, I was producing a story when the word came out that a place she was going to be talking on the shore of the lake, you know, like a place that takes an hour to drive to, we got word about an hour and a half before she gave the speech. By the time I found out about it, I couldn't have got there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about whether this is something that plays better in Alaska than it does around the rest of the country. I mean, look, people are independent spirits in Alaska. They go there for their own reasons. They have their own sort of, narratives they want to play out, blah, 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 blah. Is this just Sarah Palin?
It's playing very poorly here in Alaska.
Really? Really?
Politically, I think you'll discover, actually, it's probably kind of good for the state. This will calm things down a little bit here, and there's quite a bit of state business that needs to be done, and people need to figure out how they're going to position themselves for the next election. And without her in the picture, it actually, I think it gets a little easier for people to deal with. This has been just plain crazy, this national scale of Palin and whatever her ambitions may be.
Well, Steve Heimel...
And it's also played into everyone's worst fear. Everyone had said there was like this abandonment issue that Alaskans had last fall. Is she going to leave us? Why is she doing all this national stuff? And the governor had said, no, I'm here. I'm dedicated to Alaska. And so now it's like the punch in the gut of like, where is she going?
Well, very quickly, Steve, is there any legacy aside from this craziness for Governor Palin?
I think it's the best possible time for her to leave. She has some scraps of movement on the gas line. The fiscal restraint that she's talking about is probably going to be necessary. There's no real big negatives in the administration that she's had.
Well, so it's a reasonable legacy. Again, she's clouded it with the drama that even Alaskan residents say it's been one drama after another. Libby Casey, finally then, what is the platform? You suggested earlier that the Republican base as a kind of a fundraising superstar would be a place for her to begin. But are we looking at a possible media deal, some sort of Sarah Palin network that possibly is where she lands?
That could certainly happen. You know, I was on Fox News this weekend, and they said to me, is she going to have a TV show? And it was like, why don't you guys tell us? I mean, we do not know. The governor could totally take the media route. And it would sort of be ironic if the group that she's lambasting, she ends up becoming a part of the chatter in class. But she certainly may choose to do that. I think she probably already has a game plan, right? You don't quit your good job if you don't have a game plan. But we do not know. Alaskans do not know yet what is up her sleeve and what she has in store.
Steve, what do you think of Libby being on Fox News over the weekend?
I'm happy.
Yeah, it sounds like she's using the takeaway as kind of like a stepping stone to like greatness here. Libster, that's great. Fantastic.
In Fox World?
Right, in Fox World. Anyway, Libby Casey, reporter for Alaska Public Radio Network, following the Palin mystery, and it really is a mystery, and Steve Heimel for Alaska Public Radio Network in Anchorage. Thanks to both of you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I'm always loyal to the takeaway.
You can email us at mytake@thetakeaway.org or call us toll-free at 877-8-MYTAKE.
869-8253.
You know, you can catch the show live Monday through Friday. Thanks for listening. If you have any feedback or think there's any stories we should be covering on The Takeaway, contact us at 1-877-8-MYTAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org. See ya.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, The New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for The New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.